This is Jack Van Empe Presents The Truth in News and Commentary. Here now are Doctors Jack and Rexella Van Empe.
Hello, and welcome to Jack Van Empe Presents. We are going to be talking once again about some things that are very relevant to all of our lives. And this first one, the book of Daniel, seal it.
Ephesians 1:13, he says, may the eyes of your understanding be open. And we need that for today because we're going to get into a deep book, the book of Daniel. And the reason I love Daniel so much is that it was to be a sealed book until the time of the end. No one would be able to understand it. Even Martin Luther wrote two books in German on the book of Daniel, but it never got published. There were many things left unsaid. And it only started in 1890 with Dr. Gabelein when they began to understand the book of Daniel. And you're going to get some prize stuff tonight, because though we talk about the New World Order, there is no book in the Bible that mentions the nations involved in it except Daniel. Stay tuned.
Now, you've said the book of Daniel is very, very important. Why do you feel it's so important, and why did you write this book on Daniel?
Because in Daniel 12:4, God says to the prophet, seal the book. Close it until the time of the end. Now, he didn't mean the end of the world, because Daniel in 2:44 talks about the 10-division world grouping of nations and says when these 10 reign, our Messiah will come and he shall reign forever and ever, and of his kingdom there'll be no end. If the kingdom will never end and he's here on earth, as we prayed so often in Matthew 6:9, Jesus, after this manner, pray, our Father which art in heaven, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. That will be the prayer answered, and it's forever here on terra firma. And it's the last sign, and it's here. Everything's getting ready now for the 10-division world empire, as you see. And when it's here, we're gone.
One good question, too, I know going through your mind. All right, all this talk about a new world order and all this talk about seven organizations. How far has it gone? How far can we say it? It really has progressed, Jack.
Well, let me give you the verses first. The seven heads and the 10 horns. Daniel 7, verses 7, 8, 20, 24, Revelation 12, 3, and Revelation 17, verses 3, 7, 12, and 16. Who are the seven heads? There have only been seven world empires in history. Only seven. And that's Revelation 17, 10. There should be seven kings. Five are fallen, one is, and one is yet to come. 5:1:1:7. Who are they? The first one was Assyria, Genesis 2:14. Number two, Egypt, Genesis 12:10. Number three, Babylon, Daniel 1:1. Number four, the Medes and Persians united for war, and that became what is today called Iran, because Persia changed its name to Iran in 1935. So there you have it, and that's Daniel 5:28. The next one is Greece, Daniel 10:20, and then Rome, Daniel 9:26. And all of these are going to combine at the end for the final seventh government. They'll be people from all these different nations joined together for the new world order. Ladies and gentlemen, it's here. We're going to get into the yes. 10 toes and the 10 horns in a minute.
All the rest, Jack. Now, you know what? Every book in the Bible is important. I always thought the book of Revelation was just so exciting because it talks about everything that would happen at the end. But the book of Daniel, I can't get over it, how it is opening up. And God said way back then, I'm going to seal it until it's ready to be opened.
Because in Daniel chapter 2, verses 31 to 34, and Daniel chapter 7, verses 3 to 8, you have it all outlined for you, only in the book of Daniel. Wow, this is really something. Rexella just read the 10. We talk about the 10 toes on Daniel's image and the 10 horns in the vision that Daniel himself had. But what does it mean? It means that we are at that hour. Daniel was to seal the book until the time of the end of the church age, and the rapture would come, and then 7 years later would bring back those who had been raptured to set up the kingdom of Christ on the earth. It's here, ladies and gentlemen. And you know, for years I preached there would be 10 nations. The European Union got the 10. I thought, this is it. I saw what Martin Luther and John Calvin, the two great leaders of Christendom, said 500 years ago. He said, at the end time, there are going to be two legs. And that's on that image in Daniel 2, verses 31 to 34. One will be Islamic, the other will be Christian. They're going to unite. It's wrong, but they're going to. Now, how do I see this? Listen, this is what God showed me. Let's look at the Islamic leg. The third empire was Babylon, and the fourth one was Persia, today's Iran. Islamic! The next one was Greece, and then Rome. The Christian side, two legs. And they've divided the whole world into this 10-division world empire. Let me tell this, Rexella. The Bilderbergs, one of the organizations to build it all, has set the hour for the marking of all human beings with a number, the mark of the beast, 666, Revelation 13, verses 16 to 18. This is exciting. This gives me goose pimples on my duck bumps. Hagian, living hundreds of years ago, as a great Jewish rabbi said, when the 10-division world empire is erected, our Messiah will be here. That's the announcement that he's coming. And their Messiah is our Christ. Saint Jerome, who wrote that great Catholic Bible, the Vulgate, said, when we get a 10-division world empire, our Lord Jesus comes to set up his kingdom. Hallelujah.
You know, Daniel goes on to say that there will be a world leader that comes to power. How's he going to come to power? He's going to come on a peace platform. The Bible has the answer, and Jack has memorized, of course, so much of the Bible. Are we going to see peace in the Middle East? But a big question to follow up on that one, will it really last? Will it really last, Jack?
So, how does this one come to power? Who am I talking about? The world dictator of Revelation 13:1, who has control over all kindreds, tongues, people, and nations, verse 7. All right? He gets there by a peace contract with the nations of the world. Daniel, here he is, Daniel. He said, I'll never share this until it's that fiery hour for this whole world order and all that goes with it to appear. Daniel 11:21, he comes in peaceably. Verse 24, he enters in peaceably. But it's the contract of death and hell, Isaiah 28:15. Why? Because Jeremiah 6:14 and chapter 8, verse 11 says they're going to be running around saying, this is it, oh, he's come, peace, 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 peace. But there'll be no peace. Why? Because it's been this covenant of death and hell. And through peace, he destroys many. What? Daniel again, 8:25. How? Well, they're all relaxed now. We don't have to worry about a thing. And when they say peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them, as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. And that starts, as Russia says, because the peace has been signed, I'm going to go against them that are at peace, that are at rest. Ezekiel 38:11. That's where we're situated right now in the book of Daniel and in all the Bible. Let's go on, Rexella.
All right, Jack, so a new world order, a leader, and then peace comes. And I want to just say this. I cannot imagine the Prime Minister of Israel right now, Netanyahu. He has such a sobering challenge ahead of him. Don't you agree? Look, Bibi's challenge.
Come on, Daniel, chapter 9, verse 26. He said, wars and desolations are determined to the time of the end. Daniel, describe it even more. Well, there's going to be that peace contract made with this world leader who gets the power through a peace program, and he makes it for 7 years. Daniel 9:27, but after 42 months, he breaks it, and all hell breaks loose on earth. And guess who's involved? Even Daniel explains all of that. Ezekiel does a good job of it, but Daniel covers everything. He says, tidings, troubles out of the north and out of the east shall trouble him. Who? The world dictator of the New World Order. Out of the north, that's Russia. North of Israel. Thou shalt come from thy place out of the north parts against Israel. Ezekiel 38, verses 15 and 16. What a war it's going to be. Gog, Magog, Meshach, Tubal, Rosh, all cities in Russia right now, coming down to the Middle East in hordes. Innumerable hosts. And they are turned back in Ezekiel 39, verses 1, 2, 12, and 16. Then the kings of the east, the orient, China and her hordes come. Revelation 16, 12. You're right, Daniel. North and east. Daniel 11, verse 44. It's the greatest war in history, Daniel tells us. And so does John in the book of Revelation, chapter 9, verses 14 and 16. When he cries out, loose the four angels bound in the great river Euphrates to slay a third part of mankind. By these three was a third part of men killed by the fire, smoke, and brimstone. Right on, Daniel. Well, it's here, ladies and gentlemen. The time has arrived, and this war is going to break forth very soon. And the Lord Jesus is coming back to put an end to those who are killing one another and stop the war. Revelation 11, 18, and he's here to set up that glorious kingdom. He cometh with clouds, and every eye shall see him, Revelation 1, 7. And that's when he comes as the King of the kings and Lord of the lords, Revelation 19, 16, to rule for 1,000 years, Revelation 20, verse 4, and then forever and forever, after he's recommissioned in the book of Revelation, chapter 11, verse 15, the kingdoms of this world are become the kingdoms of our God and his Christ, and Jesus shall reign forever and ever over the house of Israel. And sorry, Islam, Israel's going to be the one that controls the world under Jesus.
Oh, Jack, I prayed that prayer all my life. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth. How good it is to know that it all leads to the good news that Jesus is coming back. And if ever we needed to be anticipating, looking for that blessed hope, it should be today. All the signs are here. Everything points to it. I trust that you are ready to look forward to the coming of the Lord. Is Jesus in your heart? That's why he came. He came to be the Savior of the world. He came to be your Savior. Will you open your heart to him? Be forgiven of anything in your life that you are so sorry about. Will you do that? Jack, give the invitation.
Oh, Jesus is a Savior. And listen to me, even in the book of Daniel, he tells us how Jesus was with the three Hebrew children in the fiery furnace and with Christians in other places. Why? Because he cares about people, cares about you. He loves you. Pray this, Lord Jesus. Oh, precious Jesus, I want you. My heart's been opened. My eyes have been clarified as to see who you are. I want you. You died for me to save me so I can be with you forever in that kingdom. Jesus, today I throw all my sin on you, everything I've ever done. Cleanse me, save me as you come into my heart. In your name I pray this. Amen.
Amen. All our sins forgiven if we have Jesus in our heart. If you prayed that prayer, write to me. I'll send this as soon as I hear from you for steps in a new direction. And now, friends, I want to leave you with this wonderful thought. You feel kind of low? You're never so high as when you are on your knees. I look forward to being your home again next week. And until then, remember, God cares for you. So do we so very much. Bye-bye.
Come visit the Jack Van Impe Living Library and Worldwide Prophecy Center. Call for more information,